You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Now the best DJ in the world. Probably.
I love it when they open with that one. Admittedly, I put it on myself, but what can you do? It's the Britpop Show, people, Monday evening or whenever you listen to it, or indeed wherever you listen to it. There's a little clue to today's theme, but I'm going to start with a song, as I've been wont to do recently, a song that I haven't heard in ages, but I heard over the weekend and thought, oh, do you know what? I'll start the show with that. This is Gorky's Zygotic Monkey. Hush the Warmth, Gorky's Zygotic Monkey. Not sure if it's my headphones or if that was a dodgy version, but hopefully it was just my headphones. Right, today's show, I'll let you know the theme in a second. Today's show is inspired by our Scandinavian friends. That's right, our friends in Norway, Sweden and Denmark. Largely Norway, I think. I'm going to tell you about a tweet that I received last night, which has essentially inspired this show. And as a result, let's go for some Scandinavian Britpop if you understand the meaning.
Yeah.
The Cardigans, which somehow managed to squeeze into Britpop despite not being British. But today, this entire show is inspired by a tweet from T. Langer. And I sort of call them tweets because, you know, that's what people from the 90s would have called it, because it's, you know, old school, isn't it? So, and he sent something in, I'm assuming Norwegian, and it was basically a complaint, and I stuck it through Google Translate, and it was something along the lines of this. It was a complaint to someone who is on Norwegian radio, and it's basically, listen, geezer, why is it that you playing some stuff from the 1980s, but there's no dedicated show for Britpop? Why do I have to resort to listening to the Britpop show on podcast every week? Resort to, I'm assuming Google Translate has got that slightly wrong. I think he means, you know, enjoy pleasurably in, you know, all the time. Anyway, he's saying that there's two radio stations, Transmission and Y2K, and they should have a dedicated show. And I've sent back to him and said, well, look, we welcome you. We welcome having you here. And he said, oh, I'm glad to be here. By the way, he said, can you please play some auteurs? Excuse me. Of course I will play you some auteurs, not least because you messaged me on Twitter, at the Britpop Show. If you want anything played on the show, let me know. And then this will bleed into the rest of the theme for the show. This is Lenny Valentino.
Taking you back to the 90s.
The Auteurs, as requested by our friends in Norway via Twitter, sort of a little bit sort of around the back. But anyway, it was requested. Now, as a result, I thought, right, let's go and have a look, because I can look on the podcast. I can look at where people are listening. So I thought, well, that's interesting. Let's go and see where people listen around the world. Now, obviously, the United Kingdom gets a few. I quite like it, though, because you can zoom in and you can see exactly where people are listening. It's brilliant. So Hull, surprisingly high up the list. And then Boardman in the United States of America. Where is that? I've no idea. Columbus, I've heard of. Singapore's got a few. Lake Stevens, Don't know where that is. If you're listening in Lake Stevens, send me a message and let me know. Melbourne's got a few. Tappahannock in the United States. Again, don't know where they are. Quite big numbers in Tappahannock. So if you do listen there, just get on Twitter. Don't be shy. At the Britpop Show, let me know. In fact, I've just sent a tweet out asking people where in the world they listen to the Britpop Show. Will be some interesting ones. Next one, Des Moines. I'm saying that in a French way. United States. Phoenix, Leyland, New Cross. That's in England. Leyland's in England as well. Don't know where that is. Ashburn in the United States, Liverpool, Perth, I've heard of in Australia, Plymouth, places like this. But then I'm going to go down after this next song. I'm going to go down to the fewer ones where they've been listened to a few times. And there's some pretty interesting ones, you know, in some pretty remote places. Not like, for example, Croydon, Exeter, Sydney, Glasgow or Dublin that I've got on this list. Or Skien in Norway, and that's, I believe, where today's Twitter person has come from. T. Langer. But there's one here, Canada, Oshawa. I've no idea where Oshawa is in Canada, but that's where they're listening. If you're listening from Oshawa, get in touch, let me know. In the meantime, let's have something from Supergrass.
Hits from the 1990s.
We'll be right back. online
and on your smart speaker.
Playing all the best songs.
Suck on this, drop in the bits, top in the hits. I've walked miles to be with you. Listen to me on my hands and knees, feeding my greed, and all the while I think it's true. It's a maximum high with my parallel line. The mirror is long, it's a way to belong, and it's keeping me strong. That was a joke every time that you spoke, until you finally choked. And I rule my own roost. It's a maximum high with my parallel lines. I could fax you at work and pick you up in my back and dig deep in your dirt. It's the suck on this, and I'm making my lists, and I'm topping the hits. I've walked miles to be with you. It's a maximum high with my parallel lines, shaking off me to see you.
Be honest. Where else are you going to hear Parallel Lines by Shed 7? And not just Parallel Lines by Shed 7, but the whole 8 minutes of it, other than on the Britpop show. And that must be why people listen to this show in Surrey. Surrey, I hear you say. Surrey's not impressive. Surrey's just that county in the south of England. No, Surrey in Canada. Never heard of it. Don't know where it is. But if you are listening in Surrey, Canada, let me know at the Britpop show. Also, Copenhagen. Heard of that one. South Norwood. Don't bother. Don't bother letting me know. Nashville. I'm impressed with that. And now we get into the more remote ones. Buzău in Romania. Sofia, Bulgaria. Istanbul. Yeah, heard of that. Brussels. Yeah. Renningen in Germany. Never heard of that. If you're listening in there, let me know. This is like an individual shout out to people who may or may not be listening to this podcast at some times, but they've definitely at some point listened to it in Renningen. In Roncard in Italy, they've listened to it. New York, Casper. Where's Casper? Now, this is where it gets interesting. Yokohama and Yamagata in Japan. I'm quite pleased with that. Stellenbosch in South Africa. Who is listening to this show in Guelph, Canada, and Regina? Be careful how you say that in Canada. The next one, Ao Nang, Thailand. These sound made up, but they're not. They're on the list. Enjoy, I think, while I savour the fact that this is listened to across the globe. Enjoy a bit of Haven.
Just say
There's another one. Where else are you going to hear that other than the Britpop show? And I'm sort of patting myself on the back all this week about all the global reach of the Britpop show. And I threw it out there on Twitter about 20 minutes ago saying, where in the world do you listen to the Britpop show? Pete Trainer says second floor toilet. Not specific on country, but I suspect the UK. Helen Stairs said, I suspect Leamington is going to be one of the less interesting responses. You're right, Helen, but we use what we can, don't we? T Lang says, Ski and Noi. That is the T Lang who has been the inspiration for this show. Bit of suede, and then we'll move on to some Mannix and Long Pigs. What do you reckon? So do me a favour, if you're listening on the podcast now, go onto Twitter straight away and say, I listen to the Britpop show, and put at the Britpop show so I get to see it, from, and it could be one of these places, Alcobendas in Spain. Yeah, it exists because it's on this list of people listening. Elkhorn, Springfield, Healdsburg in the United States of America. Grenzach Weilen, if you're listening from there, just tweet, I'm listening from Grenzach Weilen in Germany.
But you're gonna find things get tense when things are taught, twisted and distorted. But you can afford the sound. Yeah, you can afford the sound. And you're gonna play around. And you're gonna sing.
Beautiful long pigs. Now, today's show is a bit like one of those. You remember when you used to release a balloon and see how far it went, and somebody would post it back and say, oh, this got all the way to wherever. Well, did your balloon ever get to Taiwan in Kaohsiung City? Definitely didn't say that right. Or Chaoyu. Yeah, it's going all over the world. Sweden, Netherlands, Germany, Taiwan, Malaysia. I'm not making this up. I've got the proof right in front of me. Even Malinga in Ireland, Norway, Brazil. It's all there. It's all the proof. Japan, Argentina, Russia, Finland. I'm quite excited by it. But I've asked you guys as well to let me know. If you're listening, let me know where you're listening from. And Brian, good old Brian, he always does as he's told. He said, at the Britpop show, I'm listening from Godalming. As a result, Brian, I understand that you like a bit of this next band.
Hits from the 1990s.
You can write your tunes with rhythm and blues as your alibi. You can sell your soul and lay the blame all on the passers-by. You shake your body on the TV screen. It seems to me you try anything twice. And swing it out and use it as your aphrodisiac. You can give it to me, plain to see that I'll give it your back. You let it flow, let it go, there's nothing to it anyone can try anything twice. Try anything twice. You are walking a fine, fine line. You
Shake your booty on the TV screen. Seems to me you try anything twice. You try anything twice. Chasing after stories that have already been told. Could not look old sunhouse in the eye. Unaware you carry such a fragile load. But I've got yours, you got mine. It's a rhythm and blues.
Britta Gomez for Brian, listening Godalming. So, if you are listening, just to, at the Britpop show, I listen to you from, and you'll get, maybe you will even get a shout out, who knows. If you're doing it on the podcast, let me know, because I can see you on the figures, so you might as well. Right, I'm going to see this next band at the weekend in Birmingham, but if you're around Oxford, Bristol, anywhere down the southwest, or Birmingham, get out to see them. They need your support, and they're a brilliant band anyway. This is off their new album.
Yeah. to a lifetime with you.
That's it. Done.
I hope it recorded.
Well, I'm sure it did.
The Lightning Seeds do not get enough love on this show, and they're going on a Greatest Hits tour in November, starting off in Sheffield, then Norwich, Scarborough, don't know why, Nottingham, Cardiff, Bristol, Oxford, Bexhill, Newcastle, Glasgow, Dublin, Belfast, Hull at the Welly, Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool, Warrington, Cambridge, London and Wolverhampton. And that finishes on the 14th of December, just in time for Christmas. And they've got a new album, Greatest Hits album, out on the 4th of October, 2024, called Tomorrow's Here Today. So get your tickets for that, and let's remind ourselves what they're all about.
Taking you back to the 90s.
That's it for our virtual balloon ride around the world this week. I think I need some credit for the fact that I haven't mentioned the football and I haven't mentioned the election. Thank you for listening. See you on the flip side.
Teenage twilight, your golden hair and pale blue eyes, but through all the at the top of